A 19-year-old Fast and Furious fan in the UK decided to pay tribute to Paul Walker on Saturday by revving his Ford Focus in a parking lot for 20 minutes straight.
That's not paying tribute. It's a Ford Focus.
Yes, exactly. Well, he finally had to stop when his car burst into flames. Luckily, no one was hurt, but the car, a total loss, and he was arrested for reckless conduct.
Well, if you're going to commit a crime and you're using a getaway car, make sure you have enough gas. Because last Tuesday, 24-year-old Stephen Tompkins, he allegedly murdered his mother and brother in Florida, and we have no idea what the motive was. But afterward, he and his 19-year-old girlfriend, Jocelyn Luck, took off in a stolen Ford F-150 pickup truck. Started driving northeast, not sure where they were headed, but on Thursday, as they were driving through southern Wyoming, they ran out of gas. So Tompkins pulled over to the side of the road. State trooper driving by checked in on them and said they were waiting for gas, but when he called in their plates, the dispatcher told him the truck had been stolen and he was connected to the murders.
48-year-old unemployment man in Japan recently arrested for breaking into people's homes, stealing cash and jewelry, apparently so he could keep feeding 120 stray cats. He had stole at least $185,000 worth of stuff since last September, and he was feeding the cats at a cost of around $250 a day, partially because he insisted on giving them gourmet cat food.
Wow. This could be useful if you're traveling over Christmas. The Huffington Post just put together a map showing the public drinking laws around the entire U.S. And it's a handy visual guide to where it's legal to drink in public. And sorry, most places it's not.
No.
But in Minnesota, we have no statewide ban, but prohibited in most or all municipalities. So.
Yeah, that's why during the summertime when they have street fairs and stuff like that, they pass a little ordinance to say, they'll allow it for this day.
Right. And most, yeah, there's a couple towns that allow public drinking in most or all areas. There's a few in Texas, probably like New Orleans, you know, and places like that.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, those places, it's legit.
Apparently, tight jeans are messing up with our money. Now, see, the federal government used to use recycled blue jeans to manufacture dollar bills. But now almost all jeans include at least trace amounts of spandex. And that apparently is gumming up the works.
Huh.
So tight jeans are messing up with our money. Who knew? Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're located on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.